Imagine a world where everyone can legally experience the benefits of CBD, hemp, and medical marijuana. Learn about the legal benefits of licensing, distribution, health benefits, and important issues regarding these products. You are now tuned in to the Himes Hemp's Education Podcast, hosted by Chris Ford.
Came together, Brother Ford and I, to educate you all on hemp, CBD, and medical marijuana is because so many people get it all confused, and so many people in so many workforces frown upon it for the simple fact of they hear marijuana. So we're going to start this podcast to break down hemp, to break down CBD, and to break down medical marijuana, not recreational marijuana, because most people get the two confused with recreational marijuana and medical marijuana, and the benefits that it have in cancer patients and sickle cell patients in dentistry. So it's a lot that you don't know about this industry, but it's a billion-dollar industry and growing. And we want to bring some things to you so that maybe you can become affiliates, you can become wholesalers, and get on a path to financial freedom, because that's what it's about when you say you're going to leave a legacy for your children and your children's children, is leaving them a legacy with financial freedom. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the latest host and podcast on the Mel Hines 3 Media Group, Brother Chris Ford. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Melvin. Man, first of all, I want to give a shout out to you and thank you for bringing me on the platform, introducing this conversation to the media, to people that we know, to people that we want to help, because so many people are miseducated about CBD, medical marijuana, and hemp, and the purposes of really having that as a part of your wellness package. So I want to speak to the people today and help to educate them on a lot of miseducation out there. So I'm looking forward to this podcast and this interview.
Yes. I got a question. I want to ask you, for the people out there that's listening, how can they get into the CBD, hemp, and medical marijuana industry?
Yes, great question, Melvin. Well, first of all, what they want to do is they want to do their own research on what exactly is CBD. CBD breaks down to be cannabidiol. And what a lot of people don't know is you have a cannabinoid system in your body, in cannabidiol system in your body. So it would be a replica or a to try to understand what an cannabinoid system is. Okay, you have a respiratory system, you have a circulatory system, and all the different systems that work in cohesiveness with each other in order to bring you health and wellness, right? So your cannabinoid system has CB1 and CB2 receptors. So what these receptors does is, for the CBD, for instance, once it gets into your system, it will filter through this cannabinoid system within your body, and whatever you're having, you may be having eye pains, you may be having a migraine, you may be a cancer patient or whatever. And you're just looking for some relief. You're looking for that intense pain to go away without giving you the high, but through making you healthy and being able to calm you down. So it filters out through your system. It finds what's imbalanced in your body and it goes directly to that point in your body to make you whole again, to make you healthy.
Yes. And, you know, this, when you think about our ancestors and how when it came to medicine, most of the medicines that they created to heal our bodies was found from the earth.
All right.
And it was like, I remember when I was younger getting, my grandmother would grab up aloe, boil aloe into a tea, have us drink it. I remember when she would take I can't remember the name of it, but it's the vines that grow on the gate, had a little orange, had a little orange things on it with red seeds in it.
Right.
She, you know, the tea and stuff was nasty, but they would boil it. But we were rarely ever sick. And marijuana is grown as a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And most of what our ancestors used to heal our bodies was plants.
Right.
So I don't know why it's such a big controversy when it comes to using hemp, marijuana, CBD, which I want you to break down what CBD is. Is it actually an abstract from hemp, marijuana, or, you know, to break down how it is. But to get back to my point, God put so much on this earth, along with creating our bodies to be able to heal itself, but it's so much natural herbs and stuff on this earth that we can use, catnip tea, right, you know, things to help heal the body. So I don't understand why when it comes to marijuana, which is another plant, mm-hmm, that can be used to heal our bodies, and these medicines that they coming up with this, it's nothing new. Is they went back and found what our ancestors was using,
right,
and then now they starting to reinvent it. I know my grandmother, she's 96, she tell me all the time, tell me a word, show me something, or tell me something that I haven't seen in the 96 years that I've been living.
Right.
So because marijuana have been around so long, it's like, what's the big blow up with them now so-called legalizing it? And break down CBD as it pertains to the difference in CBD, hemp, and medical marijuana. And I know it has something to do with THC levels and, right, stuff like that. But for the listeners, could you, you know, give a brief breakdown of how all that worked?
Sure, no problem. So you have hemp, right? And what hemp simply is, it's the actually seeds of the marijuana plant. But because the processing of the plant, when you break it down, CBD is actually in the family of marijuana. So it's actually the cousin. CBD is the cousin of marijuana. So you have your, let's just say, your cannabis plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the right-hand side, you have marijuana plant, the leaves. And then on the left-hand side, you have CBD. Well, most people say, well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is with your marijuana, you have more THC and less CBD, which means that you're going to get a psychoactive reaction that's going to, you know, make you hallucinate a little bit, and what they call getting you high or getting baked. So
the THC level showing up, that's what determines if you fail a drug test or not, right?
Absolutely. Okay. So when you're dealing with CBD versus cannabis or weed, that they call it, what you're dealing with is you're dealing with the different levels of the THC. Mm. Most companies that are out there marketing CBD, they may be advertising it wrong, but they're not educating people on it must have 0.03% in order for it not to be, in order for you, you don't have to put the label that it has THC in it. You can say it's THC free. as long as it stays under 0.03. Now, once it rises up and it gets to above 0.07, now you have to label it as it has THC in it, which means that it's a possibility that it could register on a drug test, depending on the drug test and what the employer or whoever is administering the drug test is looking for. So if you're in law enforcement, firefighters, anyone working for the county, the state, the government, guys, we know that, you know, we have to have, we live in a glass house, right? So in order to really educate yourself and know what you're putting in your body to stay healthy, you know, you really want to do your research. You really want to find out what's healthy for you to take and what's not healthy. What register and show as a false positive. And the reason I say a false positive is because it depends on what the employer is looking for. If they're looking for marijuana, if they're looking for THC, if they're looking for so on and so forth, well, it may register different on their drug test, and they may say, hey, do you have any, you know, marijuana in your system, because it's showing this, or THC, you know. So it just depends on what they're looking for and so on and of that nature. So
I'm gonna make a statement, and this statement is merely my opinion, and the way I see things. And I think the marijuana in those fields that you named, firefighter, police, corrections, I think they're so heavily frowned upon because our colonizers made it illegal. And they made it illegal and locked up a lot of men with the skin color of yours and mine, and made a lot of money off of locking us up for marijuana charges and making marijuana illegal. But in all actuality, a lot of those people in that same field smoked it or smoked it at one point in time. But it's funny how when you work in those fields, you frown upon marijuana. But if you get a workman's comp injury and those same jobs send you to their workman's comp doctors, they're gonna prescribe you pain meds, oxy, morphine, different drugs that they manufacture. They put stuff in that have a way worse effect on you and your body, your organs, and everything than marijuana.
Not counting giving you side effects.
Not account for the side effects. Which, if you look at the addiction rate, if you look at how families are torn apart through the drug use and drug abuse, the drugs that those particular fields allow you to have and have in your system is way worse than the use of marijuana and CBD.
Absolutely.
And I just find it ironic that now they found a way to make money off of it. So now they're legalizing it everywhere when it shouldn't have ever been illegal, because when you look up level 1, level 2, and level 3 drugs, you have to mix so much other stuff with it in order to make it a drug. And marijuana, you don't have to mix shit with it but fertilizer, excuse my French, but you plant a seed, you mix fertilizer, right. You give it the proper light and you give it the proper water and it grow. And in certain regions of this world, it grows automatically. You get what I'm saying? So it's no different than when our ancestors used aloe. It's no different than when they used catnip tea, which is an herb. You know, I think the tides are turning, and it'll be more acceptable. And I don't think not because of the benefit for us health wise, but for the benefit of how much money can be made on it. Because money rules everything around here, pretty much.
Right.
So as long as they couldn't find a way to tax it, it was illegal. Then when they found a way to tax it, then they made it legal. Same thing with heroin and all this other stuff. They couldn't legalize heroin or the opioids or opium. They couldn't legalize it because they couldn't find a way to tax it. Once they found out how to put it in a pill form and fund it through these pharmaceutical companies to where they could tax it and make money off it, now all of a sudden these strong pain meds are legal, but it's made from opium and opioids. So
yeah, man, when you're talking about CBD, which is an $82 billion conglomerate business, you know, like, who wouldn't want a part of that? $82 billion. So you you know, you drive around, you go to these gas stations, you see Exxon, you see 7-Eleven, you see the mobiles. You're even going into places like CVS, and now they carry hemp lotion and they carry the CBD oil. But what they're not telling people, right? Mm-hmm. They may carry these products, but you got to keep in mind that, are you getting the whole spectrum of the plant? Like, do they have tests to test this CBD to find out how much actual CBD is in it versus other fillers and things that they're putting in there just to stretch it out to make them a profit? So you want to make sure, if you're doing your research about CBD and whether you should take it, whether it's healthy or not for you, one thing you want to make sure is that the company that you're dealing with has a third party tester where they're going out to these farms that is growing and producing and manufacturing this CBD, making sure that, you know, everything can be traced back to that plant, to the actually soil that they're growing it from. Right. And you want these third party tests to be an actual track record where you know what you're putting in your body. So if you call up the company, you can say, hey, I had a bad reaction to this, so on and so forth. You know, the company can actually get in contact with the farmer who is growing the plant, who extracted from the plant the oil, so they can find out exactly what happened, what took place. So they won't have to pull their product off the shelf, you know, and lose millions or billions of dollars. So you want to do your research and know what exactly you're putting in your body, and not possibly go to, you know, one of these stores getting it and you don't know what you're taking. You know, it needs to have a real green hue to the CBD liquid if you're putting it in your body as a liquid form. And not clear or not greenish blue. It needs to be clear green.
So for not some of clear, the listeners, so for some of the listeners who's not clear or don't understand, like myself, who don't understand what fillers are, could you break down when you say to make sure that the CBD and other fillers, you know, like what are other fillers? Is it other chemicals or something?
Other fillers could be other chemicals. It could be glycerin. It could be anything that they see as consumable and it's quote unquote legal to put in there without them being shut down. Then they can actually add it in there. But if they're not listing what they have in there on the bottle, or if on your bottle, on your product box, they don't have a QR code where you can actually scan it to find out what it has in it, or you can read up about the product itself, then you're taking a risk.
So there's a possibility that some of these greedy companies who's not all natural or as organic can actually put things in there that can cause side effects or be more detrimental to you
than healthy.
Right. And you can actually make things worse by taking their product with your health issues.
Yes.
Absolutely. So that's what you mean about researching and so it's almost like when you dieting, you have to read labels. You have to make sure whatever products you're picking up, you read the labels on the back, and then it's also good to look and see who's manufacturing it and kind of look up that company. And
yes, always do your research. Like, you know, even, you know, with my diet, and I'm gonna go off subject here, you know, like I care about what I put in my body. I care about if what I put in my body, how it's going to be processed through my body, whether it's going to give me energy, whether it's going to give me, you know, the protein that I need, and so on and so forth. That's the same thing that you need to do when it comes to putting CBD or hemp in your body. You need to do the research to see how you're going to be affected, because, you know, you may have a different result than me from taking it. So you have to know your body and know what you're putting in it.
Okay. So for people that's interested in CBD, different CBD products and stuff, could you tell them how they can get into this industry, how they can become affiliates of selling whatever or wholesaling whatever? And I noticed you have some products with us today. You want to run through your products. And also, I know you have a line of products that you sell as well. So we want to get that information before we wrap up this episode. We want to get that information out to the people. And I know they'll be tuning in to this podcast because it's very informative. It's been informative for me. And we want to get the information out for them to be able to contact you.
Okay.
Okay?
Absolutely. So what I want to do is I want to give a shout out to the owners of Hempology Wellness, which is the company that I'm working with and marketing it online. So, you know, they are a Black-owned organization, company, Ralph and Kimberly Culp. So they have a background in dentistry. So what got Kimberly and Ralph so interested in CBD and creating a what we call the initials of hemp, helping educate more people. So that was their motto, that they wanted to help more people. They wanted to make more people well and healthy, because as a dental assistant, Kimberly said that you would have children that come in here, they would be nervous, they would have anxiety, they would, you know, worry about their tooth being pulled and things of that nature. So they found a way that would actually calm them and will, you know, get them not to be as nervous or the anxiety and stuff like that. And to also help out with the pain, because, you know, you think about, you know, if you have a tooth that comes out, or if you have an abscess or whatever, like, what dulls the pain like that? A toothache is like one of the worst things. Like, most people say they'd rather have a baby than have a toothache. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I just want to give a shout out to them and bringing this to the forefront and educating people and just making it available for people to be able to compensate off of it. So you can make anywhere from 10 to 40% commissions as an affiliate of their company. And I think that is comparable to most of the companies out there that are marketing CBD and hemp. So what I would do, if you're interested in learning more about hemp, CBD, I would do your own research. Also, the state or the country that you're living in, right? Most countries, or even some states here in the U.S., they frown upon CBD because they're not educated, right? About, you know, how you know, what it is, how it's actually helping people.
That's one of the main purposes of this podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the main things is they don't want to give the access to people to make money, and they're not making money. So they want to know, how can we tax it? Just like cryptocurrency. You know, they so it's like, now that they found a way, you know, into the cryptocurrency, not to jump off the subject, but it's just, everything takes time. Each state may have a different set of laws, is being put through the process of being voted on, things of that nature. But a lot of them are actually having CBD and medical marijuana is legal in that state. So whatever state you're in, do your homework, make sure that, you know, you are abiding by the laws and rules of that state. And that's what I would say to do first.
So tell me about some of the products that you have here.
Okay. Now. So one of the, I would say the flagship product that a lot of people order is the Herbal Lunar, which they have it in the peppermint. I think they have it in a regular flavor. And it's another flavor that's coming out that I can't think of right now. see. I'm not sure if you can see. It's a 1 month supply. It's a whole spectrum hemp extract. So it's extracted from the hemp side of the plant. And it has less than 0.03% of THC in it, which means that, you know, it's safe for you, it's safe for your body, and it's going to help you, you know, with whatever issue you have. So I also have the CBD cannabidiol gummies. So these gummies as well will help you, you know. I was talking to Kimberly the other day, and she said that she wanted to find a way where children can actually take it, as well as, you know, other people that may not be able to take the oil, just, you know, because it's fun, it's a gummy, and it's like a candy. Mm-hmm. So it helps them. For me, the reason that I wanted to learn more about it and consume the no THC is because being in law enforcement, you know, sometimes you have high anxiety. It's a lot that goes on. So you want to make sure, one, you're being healthy. And then two, you know, if you have a long career, you want to stick around after your career to enjoy your retirement. You have people in law enforcement passing away within 5 years of them retiring. And that's a problem, because that means that they're working under high stress. They're working with complications and issues within their body. They're not reporting it because of being laid off, or a possibility of, you know, being taken off the force or whatever. Some of them are working under high stress conditions, heart attacks, strokes, you know, sugar diabetes, you know, so on and so forth. And we're trying to find a way to make them healthy, keep them safe, and allow them to enjoy their retirement. The last product that I have is it's a tea. It's called pumpkin spice cha. And this is actually a product that this company reached out to Kimberly them, and they wanted them to market it on their website, basically. Okay. And so it's made of the hemp as well. It's a hemp tea that when you drink it, of course, it's going to calm you down. It's going to help you relax and be able to sleep at night. You know, a lot of people have issues with sleeping. So what it does is it allows you to calm down. And
it smells good. I smell the weed in it. No, I'm just joking.
No, it's no weed in it.
But I'm just joking. Yeah. But so real quick, give them the website on where they can go to order these products, and your contact information if they want to become affiliates. Right. And then I really think that this affiliate marketing work real well. It's another group that I want to link y'all with called Kilimanjaro Tribe.
Okay.
And they have a affiliate marketing section too as well. And so I'll put that together.
Okay.
And let's give them your information before we wrap this episode up.
Okay. So first thing I would do, if you are on social media, you know, Facebook or whatever, we have a Facebook group, and it's called Hemp Affiliates. So we like to educate people before they say, hey, I want to join, you know, what you've been talking about resonated with me and I want to join. No, we want to educate you first so you know what you're joining. So we do have a Facebook group. It's called Hemp Affiliates. I can give out my number. And I want them to go to the site, actually, because our main company website is on the Facebook group, or they can contact me. But I like to make sure that anyone that says that they're interested, that they want to know more about it, that, you know, they do their own research, that they're educated, and we're helping them, you know, the best way that we can. So it's Hemp Affiliates. If you go to the Facebook group, You'll see that it has Hempology affiliates, help educate more people. You can like the group and request to join the group, and we'll plug you in. And once again, my name is Chris Ford. You can contact me directly at 321-947-6027 if you have more questions.
And we're going to wrap this first episode up of Himes Hemp Education Podcast, hosted by Chris Ford. We'll be looking forward to episode 2. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Go follow Himes Hemp Education on IG. Spotify, look for the episodes on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all the platforms. Thank you all for tuning in these 30 minutes with us. God bless and good night.
Thanks for tuning in. Go follow MelHimes3Media.com, IG, Himes Hemp Podcast, and all other social media platforms.